The telecommunications company originally applied for special use permits for two plots of city land, one on Sandy Beach Road next to the city's sewer pump station, and one at the corner of 8th and Oslog Streets across from the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church. Before Tuesday's meeting, GCI withdrew their request for the Sandy Beach Road site because the city wanted to reserve that spot for local sewer utility needs. GCI's Richard Dunning said the 8th and Oslog site worked for the company's connection.
It is on the fiber route, and that makes it very easy and makes the system more reliable in that the fiber from Juneau can come in at one side of the building and the fiber from Wrangell can come at the other side of the building, and we're not in a situation. We did look at the property by the sewage treatment plant, and that the problem with that was that we had half a mile or so of a place where if you had a cable cut, you could cut it going in both directions, and then you're in trouble.
Dunning said that land off of 14th Street near the city's sewage treatment plant was one of numerous locations the company considered for the building, besides the 8th and Oslog spot and the site on Sandy Beach Road. The structure is needed to house equipment to make the fiber optic cable connection, and it's part of a region-wide $30 million project to link up five southeast communities with an existing cable running to the lower 48. The cable will replace the company's existing system of satellite and microwave relays used in Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, and Angoon. The cable itself is described as the thickness of a person's little finger and will run from Juneau down Stevens Passage and come ashore along Sandy Beach Road. It will then run along existing city power poles through Petersburg and then on to the south end of Mitkoff Island and on to Wrangell. The 8th and Oslog site for the communications building was not popular with nearby residents. 18 people who live nearby on Lake Street petitioned the commission to choose an alternate site, saying the building would have an adverse impact on the residential neighborhood. The city's community development director, Leah Luzak, read from the group's petition.
The proposed location is adjacent to a quiet residential area and would require tree cutting and land clearing on a totally undisturbed natural area. This area provides the homes in the area with visual quality, which includes sightings of wildlife such as deer, eagles, and cranes.
One person who signed that letter was Lake Street resident Marv Ronimus, who said the commercial building would set a precedent for allowable uses in the area.
If you rezone this for GCI, what next?
The city-owned land in question is zoned for public use. That's a designation that allows parks, playgrounds, government-owned buildings, and municipal facilities. However, the city can grant a special use permit allowing a private company or a resident to develop city property for uses other than what the property was initially intended. The city council can issue the permit if the request is found to be of a beneficial nature to the community, and the adjacent and surrounding properties will not be adversely impacted. Sandy Beach Road resident Barry Bracken said he hoped the company and the city could find a location that would work for residents.
You know, it's always not in my backyard, and frankly, I'll have to admit that I'm glad that the Sandy Beach site was dropped for, I think, a lot of the reasons that are being addressed in the petition. But I would like to stress that fiber optics communication is incredibly important for the city of Petersburg for economic development going forward. And I'm just very, very hopeful that the City of Petersburg, the Planning Commission, and GCI can come up with a site that is agreeable to all of them that'll work for a valuable project for the community.
Many people at the meeting asked about possible sites in downtown and south of town near Scow Bay and Hungerford Hill, where the bulk of the city's commercial and industrial land is located. GCI officials said because of the long cable span between Juneau and Petersburg, the new building needed to be as close as possible to the cable landing on the north end of the island along Sandy Beach Road. GCI's Perry Allen said the company has not been able to find a piece of land zoned for industrial use in the right location.
It would be way more convenient for GCI to not to put this time and effort. We wouldn't have to change the site of another building. We wouldn't have to go through all these specialties that we're doing here. This is going to benefit the community. We know it's going to be in your backyard, and we definitely want to hear your opinion on that. But I think we're doing everything we can do to accommodate the majority of the residents. I know we're going to have one or two we're never going to make happy.
GCI's plans call for a 25 by 41 foot single-story building built like a double-wide trailer. Company officials say they would use residential-style siding on the structure to make it look more like a home. The new communications building will require a fuel tank, an outside generator, as well as an access driveway. The backup generator would be tested twice a month and would only be used if a lengthy power outage runs down the building's battery backup. GCI officials said they would not store equipment or have staff at the site. Some on the commission thought the sewage treatment plant area on 14th Street was a better fit because it did not have any homes nearby. Commission member Ron Bushman said he could not see putting the building at 8th and Oslog.
You've got single family on the one side, you've got multifamily on the other side, the church, and then all this parkland. It just seems like the wrong spot. I mean, even though this is P1 and the sewage treatment plant area zone P1. It just seems a lot more appropriate out there than here.
However, a majority of the commission agreed that GCI, as a licensed public utility in the state, would be connecting the community to an essential service, and that was a reason for granting a special use permit for the 8th and Oslog site. Commission member Lyle Bennett said the planned building did not look like it would be out of place at the spot.
You know, I can't tell this building from any of the other modular buildings that they got there. I can't see. You know, I grew up on Wrangell Avenue, and I look out back behind where I live, and they've really impacted it back there with all their houses. This isn't impacting it any worse.
The commission voted 5-1 to recommend approval of a special use permit, with Bushman voting against it. The city council will have the deciding vote on a special use permit. The issue may come up before the council at its January 7th meeting, and GCI eventually will also need council approval for a lease agreement for the land. The company hopes to do the project next summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.